So I guess next question might be, this always comes up. Who do you call back? Do you just call back people that listen to the whole message, or do you have a time limit, you know, 30 seconds, 50 seconds? What makes sense for you? What would you suggest?
Well, that's kind of a politically charged question, and I know there are answers all over the place. And again, I don't want to upset any of the really experienced inviters. I'm just giving another opinion. And I don't think there's ever anything wrong, you know, with having more information. What do I think? I think that anybody who's connected to your iTeller Center message, even if only for a few seconds, deserves a call back. Now, let me explain why. When the auto dialer calls a person that answers the phone live, well, we all know that person has to push 1 to be connected to your telecenter message. Now, pushing that button shows interest. And we also know if the auto dialer has to leave a voicemail on an answering machine, when that person comes home to, and they listen to their messages, they actually have to write down your iTeller Center number, and then they need to call it. And I think that shows an even higher level of wanting information. Now, if somebody hangs up on your message after a few seconds, I don't think that means they aren't interested in what you have to say, that they haven't even heard anything that could tell them whether or not they're interested. We really don't know why they hung up so quickly, but we do know that there were a lot of possible reasons that don't have anything to do with that message. Maybe something's burning on the stove, the baby's crying, they're receiving another call, one of the kids has to go to soccer practice. We all live normal lives, so we all know how busy things can get and how easy it is to get sidetracked. Now, in a few minutes, you and I are going to do some role-playing, and I'm going to share with everyone a script that can get almost anybody to your website, even if they only listen to your iTeller Center message just for a few seconds.
Hey, Rich, let me stop you just a second. See if I'm understanding. It seemed to me like earlier you were saying, you know, sit by your phone, get back to them right away, because those are the people that are expressing the best interest. And now I'm reading as saying that it's the voicemails. They're expressing more interest, so you're hoping to get those. So is that a little bit contradictory or what?
Well, I guess you kind of caught me there. Yeah, you know, voicemails, I think, are better. In fact, when I was first introduced to voice broadcasting for a company that I was promoting at the time, and this goes back years before I got into the business that I'm in now, I talked to voice broadcasting gurus from all over the world. And without exception, every one of these people, and all they did was try to figure out ways to get more leads out of their voice broadcasting time. They said that if there was a way to not even get live answers and just go to voicemail, that's what they would do. They would just go to voicemail. So you're right. I've kind of said set the auto dialer when you're available. But I guess what you're asking me now is, well, how can you be available for people that are getting your message on their answering machine when that could happen at any time? So I think that the way to do that is to make yourself available really at all reasonable times. And I knew that's what I wanted to say, but I was almost afraid to say it. I know it sounds like a huge commitment, but if I have a chance to get $3,500 from somebody and all I have to do is make myself available to return calls from 9 to 9, if I'm hungry enough, that's exactly what I'm going to do. Now, those of you that have been with CTS for a long time and have a lot of huge receiving lines, well, you can have a much more luxurious work style than I know that you do. But the people that are brand new and the people that have not reached that level of success just yet, I think you need to be willing to roll up your sleeves and do what must be done to get yourself where you want to go. And, gosh, Jimmy, I feel like I'm preaching a little bit here, but I'm going to go on for a little longer, if that's okay. Tell me it's okay.
Okay, it's okay.
All right. Now, I'm going to go back to my insurance career. I had a lot of famous sayings framed on the walls of my office area that would help keep me motivated. And I've got to toot my own horn a little bit. I was kind of a big deal in the insurance industry. In fact, in the early 1980s, the largest insurance company in the world at that time even made a short movie about me. Now, am I smart?
Very short.
Very short. Yeah, don't let this happen to you. Is it because I'm smart, charismatic, lucky, talented? Yeah, perhaps maybe 1 or 2% is attributed to that. But the rest of it is attributed to my favorite saying, which was, successful people are successful because they're willing to do the things that unsuccessful people will not do. And I want to say that again to make sure everybody hears. Successful people are successful because they are willing to do the things that unsuccessful people will not do. Now, each of you has your own special set of circumstances and your old hole that you need to dig yourself out of. And believe me, I've been there. Now, if a man-eating lion is running toward you to kill you and eat you, Jimmy, tell me, are you going to sit there and have a picnic because it's not time for your daily exercise run?
Yeah, I'm going to have the Last Supper.
Yeah. Well, obviously you're going to get up and run like heck. Well, for many of us, I think, there's a man-eating mountain lion in the form of potential financial devastation, and it's headed directly for us. Maybe we need to do something a little different until that lion goes away. All I'm suggesting is that for 90 days, you make a commitment to yourself and to your family to take back control of your finances so no matter who gets in the White House, no matter what's going on with the euro, no matter what China's thinking of doing, well, you get my point. You're in control. So what am I saying? I'm saying make yourself available to immediately call people from 9 in the morning until 9 at night. Now, that's not easy, but it is simple. And if you call these people back just as soon as they've hung up from your iTelecenter message, I guarantee that you'll reach a lot more of them now than you presently are doing. And with the script that Jim and I are going to show you, you'll only be on the phone with them for just a couple of minutes, and you never know which one of those calls will lead you to your next gift received. And I guess my question would be, are you willing to purposely miss that call? So if you're out having dinner, you get a text message that you have a call from such and such a number, maybe you can excuse yourself for 3 minutes to go call that person. It might be a $3,500 gift. I think it's just as important to excuse yourself for that as it is to go to the bathroom. Anyway, I hope I didn't ruffle any feathers. That's what I would do. That's what I think.
Well, you're probably ruffling feathers as we go through all this anyhow, because we all have a little bit of a different way of doing it, but